designated or labeled to his mental and physical aggregates.
So in the sense, so the eye and so the body or the mental and physical aggregate, which is the basis for this one impure or one labeled eye on this physical and mental aggregate. So in the sense, it entails that the eye and which is imputed and the our body or mental and physical aggregates are separate, are not one.
So some people, they accept this. There is an eye which exists inherently by itself without depending on the mental and physical aggregates. So such an eye does not exist because without the basis of the mental and physical aggregates, there is no eye at all.
So the third one attribute is called emptiness because the self and the aggregates, the mental and physical aggregate. Some people agree that the mental and physical aggregate and the I is something totally different because they don't depend on each other, but it is not. They are interdependent to each other. So that the mental and physical aggregates are the basis where one attributes or labels I on it. So does that in the sense it means they are dependent. So this is how it is called. They are dependent on each other, and due to that, it's called emptiness. And the fourth attribute of the true suffering is the selflessness. And because one circles in samsara due to the ignorance, which is the root of all the suffering. And here ignorance is wisdom realizing the one who recognizes or asserts that the
So the the root of all the suffering, which is ignorance and the holding, grasping self-existent or self is inherently existent, which is the ignorance as well as the root of all suffering. So to abandon that, the wisdom grasping self as a truly existence, to avoid that, here it taught the fourth attribute of the true self, and is taught the selflessness.
So the wisdom of grasping self as truly existent or sufficiently existent is here because we always establish our or self and always think that I or self exists without depending on any part, without depending on mental and any part of mental and physical aggregates, and establish that the I is that the I or self is exists or is exists or is exists independently, means without depending on any parts of mental and physical aggregates. So due to that, this is called the wisdom grasping, self-grasping or wisdom realizing self as truly or inherently existent. And to avoid that, to abandon that, one establishes that selflessness because there is no such self or I which exists inherently or exists by itself.
So as for the attribute, the selflessness is taught because by recognizing the selflessness, and then due to that one come to overcome these wisdom grasping self, and by abandoning that one can eliminate the disturbing emotion and the action, or the true origin of the suffering, and due to that one attains liberation.
So to achieve liberation, to only liberation, one does not need to realize the emptiness of
Chigi dame.
Chigi dame.
Dame me tombani. Togo mares. one does not need the emptiness, wisdom realizing emptiness, or the wisdom realizing the selflessness, realizing the selflessness of phenomena. And to attain only liberation, it's one can attain liberation by only recognizing the wisdom realizing selflessness. So these are the four attributes of first
true self.
And so likewise, all the rest, the next three truths, like true origin of the suffering and true cessation, true parts, has, each has four attributes as well. So the purpose of teaching the four attributes of each truth is because it's because to understand the nature, or to understand well of the four noble truths. Likewise, if one understands the four attributes well, four attributes of first truth, this true suffering, well, then one can understand correctly the nature of the true suffering, and one can abandon it. So likewise, so for the others, rest, the purpose of teaching four attributes of others truths are also the same as the first suffering, because they are taught to understand the nature of each truth well, and then, but for example, like part, if one understands the attributes of the true parts, then one can understand well, understand the nature of the true part, and then through this one can overcome, one can achieve the true part as well. So this, the main purpose is to understand well of the nature of the four truths.
So
we don't have much time to go detail to one by one of the or each attribute. So we have just, it's good to just take a note of the 16 attributes here, and we have set the four attributes of the true suffering earlier just before, and now the four attributes of true origin is,
And
the first attribute of two noble origin of the suffering is the cause. It is called because it acts as a cause, or it acts as a cause of the suffering.
Yes.
And the second attribute is called the original all. It is called original all because the from this all the suffering comes. So due to that it's called the origin of suffering. Origin of all.
What is it?
And the third attribute of the true origin of the suffering is called the conditions. It is called because it acts as a condition for the suffering to rise. It's like the desire or attachment. It acts as a condition, like the example gave Prime Minister and the President yesterday. This attachment is called the Prime Minister one who does all the job.
So this is condition here.
So it is called condition here because it helps the suffering to grow suffering to grow. So due to that, it's called the condition.
So the
fourth attribute is called the intense production or strong production. It is called intense or strong production because it gives huge, strong influence or strong birth to the two origin of the suffering, or which is the karma action and the disturbing emotion. So due to that, it's called the strong production or intense production. And now we are on to the four attributes of true cessation.
The
first one is called the cessation. It is called cessation because it has abandoned it has ceased or eliminated all the sufferings, and due to that it is called the cessation because it ceases all the or abandoned the to all sufferings. So it is called cessation. Why it is called cessation? It is called cessation because it ceases or it stops the suffering from the root. So due to that, it's called cessation because it stops all the suffering. And the second is called pacification or the peace because it has abandoned all the it is called pacification or peace because it has abandoned all the sufferings from its root, uprooted all the sufferings. So due to that, it is called peace or pacification.
Ani sambatala ni janomba, janomba segyores. Janomba seyade kare senata dunga ta ani nyemo batonche pa shene meba chawa yinza. Ani pe pemba tu dewa, pe pemba tu dewe, teni pe gawa janomba yewa yinza. Pemba tu dewe, pa ngajina jubo, shogoji yewa yinza.
And the third attribute is called the excellence or the high auspiciousness because it is called high auspiciousness because it is free from all the it's free from all the sufferings and due to that it can remain always happy or in or peaceful all the time. So due to that it's called the high auspiciousness. And the fourth one is called the definite emergence.
And
it is called the definite emergence. It is called the definite emergence because it has eliminated, abandoned, or stopped the suffering from its roots and would never let sufferings to come back. So it means it's free from suffering all the time. And it is definite that suffering won't come back for that state again. So due to that, it's called the definite emergence. There is four attributes of the true road, which I said, or true path.
Ah, then the long that tombo the chesi tombo de la, ani ta koro lamse kiyore si deva chesi tombo de la ani lamse ni deva. Oh, tara kanza gadame pa ngens tope, deva kanza gadame pa ngens tope lam. Then share up tela, visit to tela, and then lam sigyores.
And the first attribute is of the true path is called the path. It is called path, and path here refers to the wisdom which directly realizes the selfness of the person. So the such wisdom is the path here.
Oh, then lam sigyore kaya sangono thavan rosa. Sangono then the rosa longwa the lam sigyore.
So such a part of this wisdom realizing and selflessness of person is called the path because it is a path to the liberation. So due to that, it's called the path of liberation. Due to that, it's called path. And the second attribute is called the suitability or it's called the awareness. It is called the suitability or awareness because it is a method to abandon or to stop the disturbing emotion. And it is called the third attribute is called achievement. And yeah, it's called achievement. It is called achievement because it realizes the wisdom realizing because it directly realized the emptiness of the mode it's the mode of existence. So yeah, it directly realizes the mode of existence now. And the fourth attribute is called the deliverance. And it is called the deliverance or the definite freedom because it directly acts as an antidote towards the suffering and never give a chance to the suffering to grow or come back.
What is it that the lamchisha to stress?
These are the four attributes of the two parts.
What means that dambajella ani chisi jejere jave ani jeje churu che otu che resta.
There are 16 attributes of the Four Noble Truths.
That is the regimental.
Yes.
That is the day that 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 the
So I have just roughly explained or taught the four noble, 16 attributes of the Four Noble Truth, but it's because of our time, we don't have much time. I've been not able to give more detailed information of about the attributes. Yeah, we'll stop here today. And if you have any questions,
That pendang ngzogu ti ama tanjwe ta tane de shelio mares rojiba ama rojiba menche ani da on sen somba ani tendo dewe da shera mando de waseta ozoba tewa tmo ke jeje shelio res ta tende tewa tmo mi ani lu tela ani tawa tabala ani chiji dame
So we, I mean, these things we are teaching according to. It's not teaching through the schools of Prasangika Madhyamika school. We are talking through the systems or schools below the. Autonomy schools of Madhyamika and then the Chittamatra and mind only schools and Vaibhashikas and the Sautantrikas. And so we were teaching through the point of view or through the systems of these schools. And so to what it said, so they agree that just to attain a mere liberation or arhat, and one does not need to cultivate a wisdom realizing and a wisdom realizing selflessness of phenomena, because just by mere wisdom realizing selflessness of person can achieve liberation or arhat. So one does not need to cultivate the wisdom realizing selflessness of phenomena.
So it is. They said this because it agrees the self is the self is the or self or a self is the root of self or all figure is the psychic existence, and so due to that, so grasping self, all right. So self grasping is the root of the psychic existence, and so. So by cultivating the wisdom, realizing selflessness of a person or the aggregate person as the root of this psychic existence. So by cultivating or by recognizing selflessness of a person, then one abandons the root of the suffering. By abandoning that, one attempts liberation. This is how it says this is the reason they said this. Because they don't establish the true existence of the phenomena as the root of cyclic existence. So due to that, one does not need to acquire. I cultivate the wisdom realizing selflessness of phenomena to attain mere liberation or to attain arhat, because the true existence of phenomena is not the root of the psychic existence. Is that clear? The schools of Prasangika the consequentialist or Prasangika Madhyamika schools, they assert that one needs to acquire to attain liberation, one needs to acquire the wisdom realizing selflessness of phenomena, because they established the true existence of the phenomena. Is the root of the psychic existence.
first noble truth, right? The dungen den bege cheju shi de ko tang ma ba tu ma su.
Ale.
Di chik ma la ro shi.
Ale. Ta te a dungen den bege cheju tong bo ne a dunga ta ma ta ba.
The first attribute is impermanence. It is called impermanence because it changes moment by moment. The second attribute is called the suffering. It is called suffering because it comes under the influence of disturbing emotion and the action or karma.
And then somebody and then tangwan say others.
And the third one is called the emptiness.
Ane kare se da to pumbo ane rangjawe tenjen ki tongyin sa.
And it is called empty because the self or I and the mental and physical aggregates are the empty of truly existence. No. And the fourth one is called the selflessness. It is called selflessness because it is not self sufficiently exists. No. Da me ba da ani di tongba ni se jero mi se di ge ani keba de si sun go shesu
gande
da me ba da tongba ni
dangda tongba se
jidang wa di jidang tongba se jero tongba ni se
dangda di tongba di tongba se chi shi shi yo tongba se yo da se tong tongba se tongba ni se kare se yo
so which emptiness you want the emptiness according to the attributes of the four noble truth or the emptiness in general. And what I actually need to say here is it actually means that it's called emptiness for the first attribute because itself is empty because it does not have its basis other than the mental and physical aggregates. This is how it's called the emptiness. All right?
And that's it.
So which one do you want? Emptiness of this one or in general? Okay. Yeah. Jidang. No, it's the same spelling, same sound. The difference. It there is a different meaning in the context. General. Korang se la tanda di dame ba da kanta di jidan da tongba se jaron mje. Di da no junam ju tongba ni se di ani chik kare chik kha kare da ta ja da kha da ta ja ji ba ji nya re sa. Ine korang da se la nam ju jidan ga ani yong cha la ji an da me ba da tongba ni nan ji ke chik le go ro.
Ore.
Di ni ke ba ni se yes.
Ah. Ha. Ate tanda ma wa mandawa ta jeyo res tanda ma wa mandawa ani jeyo ba yinza ani so la tebe ni tomba da tamme sene ta tene so lo ya ti de ai pe se sa lo pa mo ko tene ta ya ta no te si mandawa ka si no go res.
Actually, there are different ways of establishing selflessness and the emptiness because it's because of the four different types of schools. So each school has their own way of establishing selflessness and the and emptiness.
What is it? Pena tanjwa ano tumo mo ya pena ta tawan tatu bote. Oma tanjo barwa. The telepa ni pigeta, tishes no shebeena, and the toma said, rises to be toma. Doa? Serious. Da member said that, change in a consulting there. Any rises matter about it? カンザがダメば。チェジカンザマインビチュイ。チュイティンでね、ラジチマでばチチダメですね。ああ。お、またはとすね。チェジがやるわです。チェジ。チェジカンザ。チェジカンザって言って、トンバにて、カンザがダメ。チェジカンザマインビチュイってトンバにて、チチダメですね。
だってにがとまにちばせがです。にからとまにせがです。いな、ちちちだめ。ちかさだめせ。あ、またはちょっとせがです。とまにでらんしんもあるかせば。あ、たまにでとまにちすんだろうし。てにがとまにばちばです。かさはてけだめばてど、てねかさ。あ、かさまにばちちだよろ。ていてだ。あ、ロジでめばにばて。とまにばちばです。
So if we speak
through the schools of Prasangika, the consequential schools of Madhyamika schools, and which is considered to be the correct or the ultimate ultimate view in the Buddhist schools, and so there in these schools it talked about the selflessness of person and selflessness of phenomena, and so it actually both the selflessness of phenomena and the selflessness of person are the emptiness. They are both emptiness. But the difference here, it's called the selflessness of person and selflessness of phenomena, is because the selflessness of person here refers to because the self is, these are classified because of their basis of the way they're designated or they get imputed. Example, like selflessness of person comes because the self. As itself has been imputed or labeled on the mental and physical aggregates, and so it's based on mental and physical aggregates, and it is called selflessness because the self is empty or selflessness of person because it doesn't have other basis, other than mental and physical aggregates. So this is how it's called the selflessness of person. And selflessness of the phenomena is more or less like the same because its basis are or the phenomena other than mental and physical aggregates. And the school below the Prasangika's Madhyamika school, which is now school below, is that autonomous schools of Madhyamika schools, and then the Chittamatrin Vaipashikas Sutantrika schools, all they, so their emptiness is established by saying they, because the phenomena are empty of truly existence. And then this, the emptiness, which is not the, the empty of truly existing, is called the it's called the selflessness of phenomena, which they assert.
Ane ta te menje kangza ga dame te kangga chi pa sha ga res. Kangza ram ta te be de ta wa sa na te me sha ram han do te ba sa sa ma kangga ga kangza ga dame te kangza ra ta te be de ga ta wa sa na te ne ko ga dame se ko ga da ga to ma ni se o te la ga res.
And as for the selflessness of selflessness of person, they are saying that they establish that that self is not sufficiently existent, or self is not existent independently by its own accord. So due to that, it's called, so that is called the selflessness of person. It's like a tongue twister.
Dayan,